This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Shlom. Most of the matter in our universe is made of something that we cannot directly observe because it doesn't interact with light in any way. So-called dark matter has thus far evaded observation by scientists. But thanks to a study published in the Astrophysical Journal, we may be on the verge of finding new ways to detect long strands of dark matter that may be passing through Earth. Joining us to talk about it is the study's author, Gary Prezeau, of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Gary, tell us about these streams or hairs that you discuss in your paper. Why do we think that dark matter has a filamentary structure?
Well, it has a filamentary structure at the short scale, which is what I looked at. Specifically, dark matter in the halo of the galaxy will move in streams, and each stream is essentially made up of dark matter particles that move at the same velocity, in the same direction, and at the same speed. And when these streams, which are huge, they're much larger than the solar system, go through a planet, they will focus along an axis that goes through the center of that planet and produce highly concentrated amounts of dark matter. For the Earth, the axis will follow, as I said, the direction of the stream. And the root, which is where you'll see the most concentrated dark matter, can reach concentrations of a billion times the concentration of the original stream. And that root is located about a million kilometers from the center of the Earth. And the hair from root to tip, where the tip is made up of particles that have focused but have gone through the Earth by grazing its surface, is about a million kilometers in length as well. And for Jupiter, you can even reach concentrations that are a trillion times that of the original stream. And so the reason why you have these hairs is because of these dark matter particles in streams all move at the same velocity in the same direction. In other words, they're coherent, and they focus along an axis as the stream goes through compact bodies like planets and moons.
How might your findings help us detect dark matter in the future, and how would we go about that?
Well, the findings suggest that the best place to look for dark matter is in space. The reason why dark matter has eluded direct detection on Earth for so long is that the flux of dark matter particles is too low for Earth-based detectors to make direct detections. The right way around this is to build detectors that are more sensitive or to find a more intense and stable source of dark matter particles. This intense and stable source of dark matter particles are hairs. Sending a dark matter detector to probe one of those hairs would provide an extraordinary amount of data that could be used to answer fundamental questions about dark matter, like whether there are different types of dark matter particles, how do the different types of dark matter particles interact with baryons. Baryons are protons and neutrons, the stuff we're made of. The hairs would also be a unique and direct probe into the stream structure of the solar system, within the solar system, answering questions such as how many streams are there nearby in our neighborhood, what are their density of dark matter particles, and what directions they move in. Understanding the stream structure of dark matter halos is critical to our understanding of galaxy evolution.
Gary, thank you.
My pleasure.
That's NASA astrophysicist Gary Prezeau on the hairy nature of dark matter. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Check us out at mynspr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NSPRNews and at Dave Shlom. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Shlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.